So I'm back and I'm here with episode two to further explain my point as in why it is okay to be weird. And tonight we're going to talk about what is it to actually be depressed and what is it to actually have anxiety? Because on Instagram we see the memes and we see the edits and the little videos people make, but do people actually know what it's like to be depressed or to have anxiety? Do people actually know what it feels like to wake up and to look at yourself and say, I'm gonna force myself to smile so no one can ask me what's wrong because I do not know myself what is wrong. I just know that I am unhappy. And to feel like you are a frozen wasteland. That no one wants to be around, to feel the same way that Pluto does. And what I mean by that is Pluto a planet or is he not? Or am I okay or am I not? I understand what the planet Pluto goes through because I am the planet Pluto. I am that kid does not know what is considered to be childlike or what is considered to be childish. I am the child who wakes up and forces herself to say, I have to be happy because if I'm unhappy, I am considered broken. And if I am broken, then I am unfixable. If I'm unfixable, then no one wants to be with me and I will forever be alone. And that's is where the train wrecks. And when everything falls apart, that is just what it is like for my depression, at least. My depression is a gnawing, annoying, aching thorn in my side that creeps up steadily, telling me, you are not okay. You will never be okay in every thing that you do will never be enough. Everything you touch will break. Everything that you feel will be a lie. My depression is also my insecurity. But my anxiety is the sucker punch that it gives me a two-piece and K's on me until I am finally out for the count. My anxiety is walking into a school building and feeling like everybody is looking at me. The feel like every whisper and every laugh is about me to stand in front of the classroom and have my stomach going knots. The fear of making eye contact and people looking at me speak makes my heart beat so fast I can go into cardiac arrest. My hands get clammy because in my head everybody's staring at me, and if everybody's staring at me, everybody's judging me. If everybody's judging me, then I am not a good person, right? And if I'm not a good person, then I am worthless, and that is the worst thing that can happen. But when people post saying, I am depressed, or ooh, I'm depressed. And you sit there and you read it and you ask them, why are they depressed? And they tell you some sad story, and then they ask you about your depression and you can't explain it. You just know that you sit back and you watch the world not knowing why. Why does everything I feel wrong? And why is it everything that everybody else feels is right? Why am I getting beat from left and right? Why am I getting thrown into corners by the two biggest bullies I've ever met? And don't even get me started on his cousin insecurity. The cousin insecurity is worser than a pop-up period. It is worser than a visit from Aunt Flo. It is when you're having an amazing day and then boom. The cousin insecurity pops up, and suddenly you're pulling your jacket tighter around your body, and you're shrinking back in your seat, constantly toying with your hair, constantly not making eye.
eye contact, the fear that people will see the flaws that you so try to hide. You sit back and you try not to be noticed, because every compliment doesn't feel like a compliment. It feels like, okay, if that's pretty, then what's ugly on me? Or if my outfit's pretty today, then what do I look like every day? If I look nice today, what do I look like the day before that? Or what would I look like tomorrow? Will I still be pretty then? Will you still compliment me then? Will you still think I am somewhat attractive? And see, insecurity comes up when you least want it. It's when you're sitting there staring at the boy you so desperately want, or the girl you so desperately want, and then you, the more they stare, the more you notice that a piece of your hair is sticking up. Your mouth is moving too much. You might be slobbing. What if you're not looking in their face? What if they think they're looking at you and they think that you're ugly? And so you turn away, wishing that they never looked at you in the first place. Depression and anxiety are the brothers. Insecurity is the sister. And anger is the second cousin twice removed. Anger is there when you sit by yourself and you become mad at yourself. Like, why the fuck am I so pathetic? Why am I to the point where I cannot even look myself in the face? What is wrong with me? What is wrong with me? Why? Why me? I do not deserve this. I deserve to be normal, and I am here to tell you that it's okay. It is okay. You can be happy at times. Happiness is not far. I know it may seem like your depression is beating your back and you're clawing your way out, but then your insecurities come stomping from the front, and anxiety attacks you from the side, and then rage and anger are the icing on the cake. But you can get to happiness, I promise. I'm saying that it is not going to be easy, but it will be worth it. You will be in a hell of a fight of your life. But at the end of that fight, you're going to be battered, bruised, and beat up. But you are going to feel pride for the fact that you stood there and you stuck it out. That those same thorns in your side that are poking you will become tickles, and those tickles will become light taps, and those light taps will become non-existent. I am not saying that everything will be cured in a week or a day or in a month or in a year. I am just saying that you have a journey. You have a journey. And if those people who do not understand what true depression is, who do not understand what true anxiety is, you don't have to explain a damn thing to them. You don't have to explain why you're depressed, because it's not their fucking life. And if they try to give you advice, just say thank you, but you do not sit in my shoes. You can't just tell me to smile. You can't just tell me to be happy. It's not that easy. You can't just tell me to let it go. I can't let it go. My anxiety won't let me. But thinking back to the third grade when I accidentally cheated on a test is gnawing at my side, and I am 18. You cannot tell me, oh, it's just water under the bridge. Let it roll off your back. I can't let it roll off my back. I cannot let it go. I cannot just be happy. I cannot just smile. It is not that easy. But I am also here to tell you that you do not have to stand alone. You do not have to go at this alone. I will be your voice. Let me carry the weight. Let me take one weight off your shoulders so you can stand 3 inches taller. Let me take that weight off your head so you can raise your chin up to show that you are proud. Let me be your will. I will be your will. I will be an unstoppable force pushing you and pushing you and pushing you and forcing you to go on. Even if I have to drag you through it kicking and screaming, I will. And as long as I keep fighting for my place in this world that I deserve, you have to keep fighting with me. I am the sister, the cousin, the best friend, the girlfriend, the mother that is not there, but is in the back of your mind. I am the friend that you so desperately need, and I am the friend that can be there. All you have to do is ask me. I just want to help. And I want to help educate. I want to help people understand that me saying that I have depression is not me being sad one day and then being happy another. Me saying I have depression is me saying that I am a broken vessel with a bunch of holes that I do not know were yet to plug. And when I say I have anxiety, I don't mean I am just nervous. I mean the fear of going to the bathroom in a restaurant because I might bump something. I might twist the wrong way and then people start staring at me. Anxiety. But at the same time, I am not some study case. I am not some case that you need to fix. I am already perfect. I just have to wipe the smudges off of me and glisten like I am supposed to. And if I have to take years wiping those smudges off, I will. For this podcast, I wanted you to hear from somebody that understands. I will not sugarcoat anything on this podcast. I want you to understand that it is okay. It is okay to say I am broken. It is okay to need someone. It is okay to say that out loud, that I need help. It does not make you weak. It makes you human. It makes you stronger than most to set your pride aside and to say I need help. Help me and I will help you each and every week. A podcast that would make you laugh, cry, and think. That would make you mad at me sometimes for my unpopular opinion. Thank you for listening. I sign out. Bye, guys.